Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, November 28, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened lower following broad weakness in Asia. U.S. dollar is weaker versus Japanese yen. Treasury yields are down across tenors. Both Brent and WTI are sharply lower on China's COVID protests. Gold is up, other commodities are lower, cryptocurrencies are under pressure. In macro news, developments in China are dominating headlines. Beijing's zero COVID policy and strict lockdowns have triggered civil unrest in multiple cities in China. The government has yet to publicly respond, but the situation adds another layer of uncertainty to China's COVID restrictions, with some debate it may accelerate reopening plans. In the meantime, China has stepped up policy support for domestic economy with a fresh capital injection on Monday following a 25 basis point required reserve ratio cut by the PBOC post-close on Friday to release $70 billion in longer-term liquidity. In other developments, global central bank policy remains another key focal point for the market. The European Central Bank president will appear in the European Parliament later and will likely reiterate the commitment to curbing inflation, despite growing expectations for more moderate future rate hikes. On the data front, Australia's retail sales fell for the first time in 2022 as high prices discouraged consumers in October. Norway's October core retail sales also came in negative, falling far behind the positive consensus figure. Eurozone's October M3 money supply came in lower than the expectation. Macro focus in Europe is turning to Wednesday's CPI data, which will be an important input ahead of December's policy decision. In corporate news, Amazon is shutting down food delivery business in India, according to Reuters. Separately, Reuters also reports that Amazon may be able to end the two EU antitrust investigations by the end of this year after modifying concessions. Bloomberg reports that the employee unrest at Apple's Zhengzhou plant will result in Apple falling 6 million short on planned 2022 iPhone Pro production. Apple and Foxconn expect to be able to make up for the 6 million unit deficit next year. T. Rowe Price has joined other major shareholders in opposition to News Corp's merger with Fox, according to the New York Times. The report notes that it is very rare for the asset manager to raise concerns publicly about a deal. In Asia, equity markets finished weaker on Monday following a weekend of unrest in China over its zero COVID policy. As a result, Greater China benchmarks underperformed, but most of them finished well off their lows. Hong Kong's financials and energy stocks went down the most. Similarly, Japan and Australia finished down but off their lows. Taiwan underperformed on election results. The weekend local elections resulted in a landslide loss for the ruling Democratic Party and the resignation of President Tsai as a party leader. Elsewhere, South Korea went lower, Southeast Asia was mixed, India went higher with the Nifty 50 index hitting a record high. European equity markets are trading lower at the moment. There are more discussions on Europe's oil price cap. The UK government is in talks with companies to develop mini nuclear reactors for future energy needs, but the Sunak office is being criticized for the lack of future growth plans. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Monday, November 28, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.